Shabbat Shalom, everybody. Pastor Tim Karskadden here, Christian Center Shreveport, doing our daily podcast. And of course, it's Supernatural Friday, where we find supernatural stories to encourage you to begin to believe that that become the normal part of your life. Well, today, we have a testimony of a young lady who had an experience of hearing heaven on earth. All right, let's listen in. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat 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 Shalom. Am Yisrael, Am Yisrael, Am Yisrael Chai. 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 Od Avinu Chai, Od Avinu Chai, Od Avinu, Od Avinu, Od Avinu Chai.
God bless you. You made it. I pray you had a wonderful week and you have been blessed by the podcast this week. It's the first day of September. We crossed into a new month and it's our Supernatural Friday. So glad you're with us. We have a testimony of a minister who was at Brownsville Assembly of God during the revival and actually heard heaven's sound come on earth. It's a little longer, so I'm going to play it now and we're going to pray for you at the end.
Hi, I'm Lydia Merrow of Vanguard Ministries, and I just want to take a moment to tell you something that happened to me. I don't know if I would have believed this sort of thing if it hadn't happened to me. I went to Bible school in Brownsville Revival in Pensacola, Florida, the Brownsville Revival School of Ministry. And during that time, it was a precious time of drawing close to the Lord, and God was really pushing me to grow and calling me closer to His heart. And in that season, while I was there, many people would talk about, oh, you're going to hear the sound of heaven and God's going to open up your spiritual ears. You're going to hear the sound of heaven. I got to be honest with you, after a while, it felt like just noise. I didn't know what they meant. I didn't know what they were talking about. It sounded kind of fruity to me, and I'm a black and white kind of person. So I was just like, oh yeah, okay, I'm going to hear the sound of heaven. Cool. But it didn't hold any meaning in my heart. And as somebody that's grown up in church, I gave my life to the Lord when I was a little girl. I've walked with God for a while. But when people overuse terminology like that, you know, it means nothing to me. And I don't like when people speak Christianese. So I'm just like, you know, whatever. I'd heard all of that before. I was trying to focus on the Lord. But what I've learned in my time in walking with the Lord is this: God will reveal Himself to us, but He usually chooses a situation that we wouldn't expect. We think that God's going to speak to us when all the conditions are great, and usually it's not like that. Usually it's when all the conditions are terrible and it would never make sense to you in your natural mind. And that's what happened to me on a day that I didn't expect God to touch me. He wrecked my life. It was Mother's Day. It was 2004, and I was in the choir at Brownsville. Brownsville Church hosted the Brownsville Revival. God poured out His Spirit in that church for 5 years. Over 4 million people came through the doors of that church. Hundreds of thousands of people got saved. It was wild. And God had touched my life there when I was a little girl. That's why I went to the School of Ministry there. This particular Sunday at Brownsville, there was a lot going on, and not really any of it was good. If I can just be honest, it was a difficult time. There were several different things going on. I remember I was very close to the choir director at that time. She had just lost her mom in a tragic accident involving a drunk driver, and she was devastated. It's her first Mother's Day without her mom. There was a lot going on in the church, and the church service felt heavy. It didn't feel like God was moving. This isn't the service where you thought God was going to do anything at all out of the ordinary. And I'm just standing in the choir, and we're singing, we're worshiping, and something began to happen to me. And it scared me. If I can just be honest, it scared me. I felt a hand come on my left ear. And I felt just like these three fingers. I felt a hand come on my ear just like that. And there was like a heat to the hand. I felt it so strong. And when that happened to me, all of a sudden, my ear began to open up. It's like my spiritual ears began to open up. And I'd never had anything like that happen before. The first thing I noticed was that there was a violin playing along with the worship team. And one of my dear friends, she's a precious friend of mine to this day, she played violin with the worship team at Brownsville, you know, for many, many services. I looked over, and the thing is, Rebecca wasn't there. She wasn't even there to play the violin, but I'm hearing violin. And I started thinking, oh my goodness, just being honest, I started thinking, am I losing my mind right now? Because I am hearing a violin. And just like she was standing there, but she's not even here. Well, I started weeping because I thought, something's going on here. I don't have an explanation for what's going on, but something's definitely going on here. And the heat of the hand of the Lord on my ear, I was just like, something's happening. And the choir director looked up at me and she's like, what's wrong? And I said, I hear the violin. I'm motioning to her. And nobody would have thought this was a good worship service. I'm just being honest with you. She's like, what's wrong with you? I'm crying. She goes, what's wrong? And I said, I can hear the violin. And she said, I can too. And I pointed, and our friend wasn't there. She started crying. She realized the Lord was doing something to me. Then I hear another violin. And I'm going, what in the world? What is happening right now? I'm hearing instruments that aren't there. And then all of a sudden, I begin to hear a string orchestra, as though I was standing in the room with the London Philharmonic. And it was all around me. It was happening in surround sound. I'm standing in what is a kind of depressing service. It's very heavy. There's been a lot of loss. This wasn't a good service. Nobody else remembers this as a good service except for me. And I'm hearing the sound of the Lord, the sound of this orchestra playing along with the worship team. They begin to play things that it supersedes anything I've ever heard a symphony play on earth. The progressions were so fast, it was breathtaking. I could hardly keep up. And I was going, oh God, what's happening? And then all of a sudden, as if this wasn't already sensory overload for me, I saw an orchestra room. I began to have a vision. I'd never in my life, never had I had a vision before this particular moment. I'm hearing this sound of this orchestra, but now I'm seeing the orchestra room. It looked like something that you would have seen in England. It's the wallpaper on the walls and the chair rail and the mahogany finish. And I'm seeing the actual orchestra now, and they're playing, and I'm still hearing the worship team at Brownsville, but I'm also hearing the orchestra of heaven, and I'm seeing this, and I'm going, oh God. And I know if anybody had been watching the video of that service, they had to think that something was wrong with the little girl from Georgia in the choir, because I'm now going, I was blinking my eyes because it was happening. I was seeing it whether I opened my eyes or shut my eyes. It was like I was watching a movie of this orchestra playing. All of those times that all of those people had said, God's going to open up your ears and you're going to hear the sounds of heaven. I had no idea what they were talking about. And when God finally did it, it freaked me out so bad. I was going, oh Jesus, what are you doing? I'm going crazy on the platform of this church. It totally freaked me out. And then I began to see these white, wispy, almost incandescent dancers. It had to be angelic. They were dancing along with the music. I'm hearing the choir sing around me. I'm hearing the orchestra of heaven play in my ears, and I'm seeing these dancers dance. And I heard, it had to have been the Lord say, the dancers of heaven are dancing. And suddenly, just as quickly as this all started, it had come to an end. It stopped being a theory that God could open your ears to the supernatural. And suddenly it was a reality right in front of me. It was happening to me. And it was happening at a time where the conditions were not optimal, where there was stuff going on in the church. There were things going on with people that I was in relationship with. It was a hard time. It was a time of trial, of chaos, really. And that's the time, not when I thought he should, that's the time that God chose to open up my ear and let me hear the sounds of heaven. Now, from that day till this, there's many times where I'll feel the hand of the Lord come on my ear and I'll begin to hear prophetically His voice or sounds or instruments. That happens a lot more regularly now, but that's the first time it happened. I think what you need to know about this is that I'm just a girl from Georgia. I'm not special. This isn't something that Jesus does to the special people. This is something Jesus does to those who hunger and thirst after Him. The sounds that He has, the supernatural realm, it's more real than the air that you breathe. It's more real than anything you have ever experienced in this natural realm. And what happened to me is available to you. You don't sit there and go, hey, Jesus, I want to hear the orchestra too. You don't worry about what He's going to show you, what He's going to let you see, and what He's going to let you hear. My friend, what you do is you say, Jesus, I want You, and I want to hear You. I want to hear what You want me to hear. I ask You to open up my ears. You know, I ask You to open up my eyes. Paul prayed over the church at Ephesus. He said, I pray that the eyes of your understanding would be enlightened. And he said, I pray that God will give to you a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of God. That's what I'm praying for you right now. You know, Isaiah said, you're going to hear a voice come up behind you. I believe it's just like what happened to me, saying, this is the way, walk ye in it. That's what God wants to do to you. He wants you. You were created to participate in the supernatural. Our God is real. He is supernatural. And you were created for that moment. I believe right now that as you're listening to my story, that God's using it to make you hungry. You know, we don't tell stories like this to make ourselves sound spiritual, because what does that accomplish? We tell this to make you hungry, to make you crave the place of prayer, to make you crave seeking God in the secret place so that He'll demonstrate Himself to you and through you. He can be experienced, and He wants to be experienced by you. I'm just going to take a moment and I'm going to pray over your life. I don't know what your story is. Maybe you're like me. Maybe you were in a condition where there was just all kind of things happening and none of it was good. And you're going, God, how are You going to redeem this? Let me tell you, He's good at it. When He opened up my ear that Mother's Day morning of 2004, He began to speak to me prophetically from that point forward. It was a total landmark moment in my life. I've literally never been able to be the same again. He changed me. He changed the way He talked to me forever from that day till this. And the same God that met me in the choir loft at Brownsville on a lousy Mother's Day in 2004 wants to encounter you right where you are. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for my friend watching right now. God, You're no respecter of persons, and You long to be experienced. I ask You right now, in the name of Jesus, touch those watching right now. Open up their spiritual eyes. Open up their spiritual ears to the reality of who You are. God, open the eyes of their understanding. Open their spiritual ears. Let them hear Your voice. You said Your sheep hear Your voice, and that we would know You and follow You. Let that be what You do to every person who hears this story. God, do it in the name of Jesus, I ask it. Amen.
Did you receive that prayer? Please do. You know, we've had encounters like that. One time I remember in a worship service, we heard just this shofars, this sound, this shout beyond anything I'd ever recognized in a we were just worshiping, and I thought the sound man had just turned everything way too loud. And I went to him after the service. I said, brother, why'd you have the volume up so loud? And we were shouting. He said, pastor, I didn't. He said, I actually turned the sound system off because it was so loud and I didn't know what was going on. Then I knew we had heaven had joined us as we made a shout to the Lord. So I want you to be encouraged that heaven can come wherever you are. Manifest any way it wants to encourage, build you up, and also to let us all know that we have heaven's symphony or heaven's synchronization when we get in union with Christ and what He's doing in the earth, and we let our praises be known to Him. He too will come in whatever form He decides, whether it be like she heard in the music or we did in the shout, whatever it is. You believe God for the same thing in your life when you're going after the things of the Lord. Let me pray for you today that you too would experience that God is partnering with us and partnering with you to believe what you have been called to do in the place you've been called to do it. Father, I pray that right now, everybody listening to this podcast today, be encouraged by this supernatural story. Lord, it's becoming natural, but we want it to be a part of our daily life where we experience you and what you're doing and what you're bringing on earth. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In the name of Yeshua, amen. Well, Shabbat Shalom, everybody. Have a great weekend. We'll see you back on Monday. Well, thanks again for listening to our Shabbat Shalom Supernatural Friday podcast. We try to find testimonies from all over the world of people who've had encounters with heaven on earth or gone to heaven or had some level of a supernatural encounter, just to encourage you, to let you know faith is not always what you see in the natural eye, but it's also what can be seen in the spirit. Well, be encouraged. Thanks for joining us again, as we say, each and every week. Thank you for following us on all our platforms. You can do that, YouTube, Rumble, and Facebook, as well as our website, ChristianCentersReport.com. Thanks for your giving. We look forward to seeing you or listening to you or hearing from you next week. God bless.